This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing in northwestern Pakistan. At least 45 people are known dead and many more injured. Reuters' Diane Tu says the rally was being held by the Conservative Party, JUIF.
JUIF is a major ally of Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif's coalition government, which is preparing for national elections later this year. Sharif called the blast an attack on Pakistan's democratic process and vowed to punish those responsible.
That is Reuters' Diane Tu. The Financial Times has reported that North Korean rockets are being used by Ukrainian soldiers. Ukraine's defense ministry suggested the rockets were captured from the Russians. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston says the U.S. has accused North Korea of providing arms to Russia, but has not yet offered any proof.
North Korea and Russia deny conducting arms transactions. The newspaper report comes just days after Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, paid a rare visit to Pyongyang to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the end of the Korean War.
That is Reuters' Angela Johnston. Also from Ukraine today, another Russian missile attack has been reported by Ukraine's state emergency service. At least six people were killed. Bolivian President Luis Arce will attend next month's BRICS summit in South Africa. Bolivia's foreign minister said Bolivia wants to strengthen its emerging lithium export industry. The Bolivian president will join senior officials from Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa at the bloc's August 22nd annual meeting in Johannesburg. The Chinese currently have a deal.